To be a sissy cream puff, I think, is very special. And I consider you a very special sissy. And here you are. You are a sissy cream puff, aren't you? So, if you consider yourself a cream puff, you are a male with strong feminine traits and mannerisms. But this term was actually first used in New Jersey in the mid-80s by a special pet of mine who was at school eating lunch when the other boys sitting around him started laughing and making fun of his sensitive nature. They referred to him as a cream puff, and that label has stuck with him since. At first, as you can imagine, he felt ashamed, but now, as an older, successful sissy, he told me that he is proud to have been called a cream puff back then. And for those of you who are my very special sissies, I like to refer to you as my very special sissy cream puff, because you are. I want you to value your feminine side. I do. And I also want you to further develop that natural pansy that's residing in your beautiful hearts and souls. So you see, being a cream puff does not require you to have expensive clothes and makeup or the finest in wigs. No. To be a cream puff, you have to feel the estrogen flowing in your veins and have an innate understanding that what is feminine is more beautiful and inherently superior to that which is masculine. So understand that it's about love, not war. It's about pussy power, not cock size. It's about flowing curves, not straight lines. And most of all, it's about submitting to your mistress, knowing she has your best interests at heart, and showing her how special she truly is. So I want to hear from you, and I ask you, do you believe you're worthy of being called a cream puff? If so, I applaud your inner strength and exquisite taste because you are the sissy that rocks my world. And I can't wait to hear from you. Call Cindy at 1-800-721-1962.